Now, let's look at the second story. Verse
59.
In Luke 9. And he said unto another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father.
و به دیگری گفت از پی من بیا. گفت خداوندا اول مرا اجازه ده تا بروم پدر خود را دفن کنم.
So here we have Jesus specifically going to somebody and inviting him.
عیسی میره پلی یک کسی و به یه نفر میگه بیا.
Follow me.
بیا. بیا دنبال من.
Like he had invited the 12 other disciples.
همون چیزی که 12 شاگرد دیگر رو گفت بیا دنبال من.
Now, what was the response of the other disciples?
جواب شاگردای 12 تا چی بود؟
They jumped up and left what they were doing and followed Christ.
داشتن گذاشتن و دنبالش اومدن.
What does this guy do?
اما این آقا چی میگه؟
He first wanted to do some other things. Now think of it, what kind of invitation he gets here. Jesus, the Son of God, is inviting him to be a follower of him.
Yeah?
To be one of those people that you would find back in the Bible. Because they were doing the work. Yet we never hear about this guy again.
اسمشون برده شه ولی اسم این آقا یک بارم برده نشه.
What's the difference between him and the other disciples?
یه نفر با 12 تا شاگرد مسیح چی
بود؟ He had a different response.
جواب او با جواب شاگردا فرق.
The disciples directly went.
جواب شاگردا این بود که اومدن هر چی بود ول کردن اومدن.
Now if we look at what he says, it reveals his problem. Look at the first couple words he says.
آیای اولشو ببینیم.
Lord, suffer me first.
آیای اول کجا؟
59, but he said, Lord, suffer me first. Now, is that a good response to God? Go do this. Okay, Lord, but let me first do this or that. No, our response will be doing what God has told us. He is Lord.
Yeah,
he is the boss. Yeah, the Bible says in Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Jesus should be first. This man says,
این مرد میگه
me first.
من اول.
What does he want to do?
چیکار میخواد بکنه؟
Oh, I want to go bury my father.
میخوام اول برم.
Now, what's the response of Jesus?
عیسی چی میگه؟
Read verse 60. And Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God."
عیسی به وی گفت: بگذار مردگان مردگان خدا دفن کنند، اما تو برو و به ملکوت خدا موعظه کن.
Now, this sounds a bit harsh if you just listen to this on the surface. That's like, please. Now, this sounds a little bit harsh. Yeah. Let the dead bury the dead.
Now,
you go preach the kingdom of God. That's more important. Now, is there something wrong with burying the dead?
Or
burying your father? Absolutely not. Yeah, we see in the Bible that people showed great respect for their loved ones when they died by burying them in a proper way. But remember, Jesus is looking in his heart. Yeah, this is just an excuse he's bringing up why he can't obey what Jesus just told him when he can't accept the invitation. And think of it, it sounds even weird. If your father just died,
اگر پدر تو تازه مرده
why are out here talking with Jesus?
چرا اومدی اینجا وسط
why not with your family burying your father?
چرا الان تو قبرستون تو مراسم ختم پدرت نیستی؟
Here's what it more sounds like.
میدونی چی به نظر میاد؟
My dad didn't die yet. But he is gonna die. And I first want to just deal with everything that goes there. And afterwards I will serve you. Yeah, there are other things that I need to do first, which I deem more important than preaching the kingdom of God. Now, the excuse sounds great. Yeah, it sounds legitimate. But it is just an excuse. And people come up with all kinds of excuses that in their mind are valid. Yeah, so they don't have to serve God.
Yeah,
what is Jesus teaching here? Why are people not following Jesus?
Answer,
people have secular reasons excuses why they cannot follow Christ, why they cannot do what Jesus asked of them.
چرا نمیتونن کاری که ایسای ازشون
they cannot obey God.
چرا نمیتونن به ایسای مسیح اطاعت کنن؟
For this they are distracted with the things of this world.
و چیزهایی است که تو دنیا جلوشون گرفته شده.
Yeah, coming up with all these reasons.
اومدن همه این بهانه ها.
That is that world is basically giving them.
که اون دنیا فقط به اون دلیل
است بهشون. Go to 2 Timothy 2 again.
2
Timothy 2 verse 4.
آیه 4.
No man that warred entangled himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who had chosen him to be a soldier.
هیچ سربازی خود را در امور روزگار گرفتار نمی‌سازد تا رضایت آن که او را سرباز ساخته بیاید.
Now, again, we have the example here of being a soldier.
بازم سرباز و
نسل. That's a picture.
تصویری هست.
Now, a soldier is not entangled with the affairs of this life.
سرباز با چیزای دنیای امروز گره نخورد.
Yeah, you cannot be concerned with domestic life as a soldier when you're in a battle.
وقتی سرباز هستی، وقتی تو جنگ هستی، زندگی روزانه‌ت رو نمی‌تونی نگرانت باشی. غذا کی می‌خوری؟ خرید می‌کنی؟
You need to be focused at the task at hand.
تمرکزت به اون سربازی و اون جنگ.
You need to listen and please him
who had chosen you to be that soldier. باید گوش کنی و اون کسی که تو رو سرباز انتخاب کرده رو ازش اطاعت کنی.
If you want to be a follower of Christ,
وقتی می‌خوای شاگرد مسیح باشی.
Yeah. You cannot be distracted with the things of this life. Your priority must be the kingdom of God. And of course, I understand we live in this world. We have to go to work to provide for our families. There's all kinds of things that we need to do. Yeah, but if you want to be a disciple of Jesus, you need to learn to live in this world.
But not be
of this world. Yeah, do not make your life about the things of this world.
Go
to 2 Timothy chapter 4 and read verse 10. For Demas had forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed in the Thessalonica, Christians to Galatia, Titus unto Dalmatia.
دیماس برای محبت این جهان حاضر من را ترک کرد. به تسالونیکی رفته است و کریسکیس به لاتیه توس به دلماتیه.
Yeah, so Demas forsook Paul.
دیماس برای مسیر
رو ترک کرده.
پولوس رو ترک کرده. چرا ترک کرده؟
His love for the present world.
برای محبت به این جهان.
Yeah. Let the dead bury the dead, like Jesus said. Do not get distracted with the things of this world. You go preach the kingdom of God. Yeah, go to Hebrews 12:1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us.
هنوز در جهاد
بنابراین چون که ما نیز چون ابری عظیم از شاهدان را گرداگرد خود داریم هر بار گران و گناهی را که به آسانی به ما میپیچد دور بکنیم و با صبر در آن میدان که پیش روی ما مقرر است بدویم.
Yeah, so here we have another comparison.
And
here the Christian life is compared to a race.
یه مسیحی با یک مسابقه وصف.
Now Paul talks about getting rid of sin here.
در مورد گناه و مشکل گناه.
Of course we should walk away from sin.
باید از گناه
بعد دور شیم. Notice that it also says.
اما آخرش چی میگه؟
He needs to get rid of weight.
اون بارمونو
yeah, which is something different than sin.
بارمونو بزنین کنار.
Yeah?
بار
Now,
همچی گناه نیست.
If you're in a race,
وقتی شما داری میدوین,
carrying weights,
اگه بار تو دوشتون
باشه, will hinder you.
سختتون میشه. نمیتونین به اون مقصدتون برسید.
Yeah? If you want to run a race, you don't have a backpack with 50 kilograms on your back. That's not going to help you.
کوله پشتی 50 کیلویی با خود نمیکشی ببینی سرعتت بالاتر یا نه کی اول میشه.
What is its weight referring to?
منظور این بار چیه؟
Your distractions with this world.
چیزهایی که تو این دنیا حواستون رو پرت میکنه برای اون مسابقه.
We are to ditch those things.
باید اون چیزها رو بندازیم دور.
Yeah, some things in a Christian life.
بعضی چیزها تو زندگی مسیحی.
Are not a sin.
گناه نیست.
But are a weight.
اما باره.
That will hinder you walking the Christian walk.
اضافه‌ای که اجازه نمیده شما اون سرعتی که باید داشته باشید.
Yeah, things that consume your time.
چیزهایی که تو زندگیتون و وقتتون رو میگیره.
Your energy.
نیروتون،
your resources،
اون چیزایی که تو دستتون دارین،
yeah، things that distract you from living your life for Christ،
چیزایی که حواستون رو پرت کرده که زندگیتون رو برای مسیح زندگی،
yeah، things that cause you not to reach your Bible،
چیزایی که باعث شده که امروز کتاب مقدس رو نخونی،
the church،
دعا نکنین،
God's homing، etc.
بشارت نری، حواست رو پرت کرده.
You think you have a good excuse؟
فکر میکنی بهانه درسته، دلیل درسته.
This man in Luke 9 had a good excuse burying his father.
خیلی خوب بوده، می‌خواسته باباش رو دفن کنه. به نظر خوب بوده، قرار بوده باباش رو دفن کنه.
Yeah, but Jesus says, "Do not be distracted. Let the dead bury the dead. You focus on preaching the kingdom of God." So, why do people, Christians, not follow Jesus? First of all, they don't like the discomfort that it will bring. They don't like to endure hardship and affliction. Second, because they are distracted with the things of this world. Here's the third one and last one. 61. Luke 9, 61. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell, which are at home at my house.
و کسی دیگر گفت خداوند را پیروی میکنم اما اول اجازه است تا اهل خانه خود را وداع نمایم.
Now notice also here again it starts with me first.
بازم میگه اول من.
Let me first go do this.
اول این کارو
which is a wrong start.
من اول این کارو بکنم.
Yeah, if Jesus is Lord, then he is a priority.
اگر عیسی مسیح خداونده، پس اون اولویت زندگی من.
This guy just wants to say farewell to his family.
این میخواد خدافظی کنه از خانواده‌اش.
Yeah, that seems not too much to ask.
نظر چیز زیادی نیست که از خدا بخوای.
Listen to the response of Jesus.
اما جواب عیسی رو گوش بدید.
And Jesus said to him, "No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God."
عیسی به وی گفت: کسی که دست را به شخ زدن دراز کرده، به پشت سر نظر کند، شایسته ملکوت خدا نمی‌باشد.
Again, this sounds pretty harsh.
Why
is Jesus so harsh? Because walking the Christian life is not a game. It's serious. Yeah, life is not about fun.
زندگی خوشگذرونی.
Yeah, I know in the West we get taught that.
تو غرب ما فکر می‌کنیم زندگی
children, life is not about fun.
بچه‌ها زندگی
خوشگذرونی
نیست.
About relaxation, vacation,
تعطیلات,
pleasure,
خوشگذرانی, لذت, هر کاری
می‌خوای بکنی. There's nothing wrong with these things.
هیچ کدوم از اونا اشکالی نداره.
To have sometimes fun.
بعضی وقت خوش بگذرونی. بعضی وقت سفر کنی.
Vacation or things like that.
هیچ ایرادی درونش نداره.
This is not where life is about.
اما هدف زندگیمون فقط
life is about God.
هدفمون خدمت
and serving him. End of story.
خدمت کردن به خود خداست.
Is there something wrong with saying farewell?
آیا خدافظی کردن از کسی بده؟
No, nothing is wrong with
it. هیچ چیزی اشکال نداره خدافظی کردن از عزیز.
I'll give you an example from the Bible where
از کتاب مقدس بهتون مثال میدم.
We see that somebody wants to say farewell
خدافظی میکنه
before coming out
قبل از اینکه بره بیرون.
And that is fine. Go to 1 Kings. 1 Kings
19.
And it was just 19 to 21.
19 to 21.
And this is a story about Elijah and Elisha.
Elias va Elisha.
Yeah, so he departed thence and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he with the 12. And Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle upon him, and he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, "Let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and mother, and I will follow thee." And he said unto him, "Go back again, for what have I done to thee?" And he returned back from him and took a yoke of oxen and slew them and boiled the flesh with the instruments of the oxen and gave them to the people and they did eat. Then he rose and went after Elijah and ministered unto him.
پس ایلیا از آنجا رفت و الیشا پسر شافات را یافت که از پی 12 جفت گاو نر زمین را شخ می‌زد و خودش با جفت 12 بود. ایلیا از الیشا گذشته ردایش را بر او افکند. الیشا گاوان را رها کرده از پی ایلیا دوید و گفت بگذار پدر و مادر را ببوسم و سپس از پی تو آیم. ایلیا و وی گفت برو زیرا مگر با تو چه کردم؟ پس الیشا از عقب و بازگشت و جفتی از گاوان را گرفته ذبح کرد و گوشت را با ابزار شخ پخته به مردم داد و خوردند. آنگاه برخواسته از پی ایلیا رفت و به خدمت او مشغول شد.
Yeah, so Elisha wants to say goodbye, no problem at all.
الیاس میخواد بگه خدافظی کنه و هیچ مشکلی وجود نداره.
What is the problem with this man in Luke 9? He just wanted to say goodbye to his family.
Now,
remember, Jesus sees the heart of man and he's addressing an obstacle in this man's life. He knows what's in the heart of man. Yeah, Jesus knew if this guy is going to leave now, say goodbye to his family, he's not going to come back. He's going to be convinced by his family not to follow. Yeah? Reads what verse is this? Read verse 62 again.
Yeah?
No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Yeah, this man is gonna look back.
Now,
of course, why can't you look back if you're plowing?
Because
you're not going to be able to make a straight line.
You need
to look forward where you're going.
Now,
the same is with following Jesus. Yeah? If your loyalty is in the wrong place,
if
you keep looking back, being drawn in the other direction,
you're
not going to be able to follow Jesus.
Yeah?
People do not follow Jesus because they are disloyal.
Meaning,
they're more loyal to other people than to Jesus. If you want to serve God,
yeah,
you need to be fit for the kingdom of God. Which means, you should not be looking back. You have to be more loyal to Jesus than anybody else, including your family. Go to Matthew 10. And it's the last verse we go to. Matthew 10, 34 to 38. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and a daughter against his mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man foe shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. Matthew 10,
34-38.
و هر که پدر یا مادر را بیش از من دوست دارد لایق من نباشد. و هر که پسر یا دختر را بیش از من دوست دارد لایق من نباشد.
نه متا 34
سر پلیز رید ایت.
گمان نبرید که آمدم تا صلح بر زمین بگذارم.
نه
آمدم تا صلح بگذارم بلکه شمشیر را. زیرا که آمدم تا مرد را از پدر خود و دختر را از مادر خیش و عروس را از مادر شوهرش جدا سازم.
Now, what is this teaching? Yeah, that if you need to make a decision and you need to choose between your family and God, yeah, you need to choose God. Your loyalty needs to be with Jesus. You want to be fit for the kingdom of God?
Yeah,
you want to be a follower of Jesus? Then you need to love God more than your own family. Now, hopefully your family is on board with your walk with Christ. But that's not always the case. And there might be a time that you may have to make hard decisions. And some people are simply not willing to make those decisions. Yeah. So what are reasons why people are not following Christ while are Christians? They don't like the discomfort that the Christian life brings to them. They are distracted with the things of this world. And they put their loyalty in the wrong place.
Now,
let that not be you.
Yeah?
Be a follower of Christ. Not afraid of hardships and afflictions. Yeah, focused on the things of God.
Yeah,
putting his kingdom first. And being first loyal to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.